Welcome to the Tales for Wales Throwback Thursday. You know what it is by now. We thought you guys would probably be sick and tired of the rotating three intros we had before, where it was like us going, hey, this is a new feature that we did, because we've done about 20-odd by this point. So we thought we'd update them and just say, yeah, here you are. You're looking back into the looking glass. These are our old episodes. You get little snippets. And then if you like them, maybe you've heard them before and you just want a little glimpse in the past. But if you haven't, maybe you're thinking, I missed out on something.
Quick, go, cut. We're going to go too long again. yeah, you know what it is. Goodbye.
As a custom, every year for like 10 years on and off, like it's not been the same crowd every time, but I think around about 10 years, Jack's been going to Dublin to go see his dad, who ran away from him when he's a child and ran to Dublin to get away from him. We've been joining him. So I've been about five times, maybe six.
Yeah, I think you might be right in the 10 year. Maybe just shy of 10 years.
Yeah, because we're not going this year. Because I think
I think maybe we started doing it in maybe like 2000 and I want to say 13, 14,
I think it was,
something like
that. So nearly 10 years. We got stopped because of COVID, and during COVID we went to Bath, and we were going to go back to Dublin this year, but it's expensive in Dublin anyway. But the flights were crazy expensive this time.
Oh, they were crap this year. We usually do a proper like cock o'clock one, don't we? We go at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
So we fly at seven, early,
by the way.
Yeah, we fly at seven, so we have to get to Bristol Airport for about four, and then we used to go from Cardiff Airport, but either way, you're at the airport for four. And last time we drank all day until I finished up at a Italian restaurant at midnight, and I was pouring salt on my pizza, and the guy was like, "Get out!" So I was like, "All right, ta-ra."
Yeah, we usually make a real thing of it, but this year. The flights didn't work quite out, did they? And it would have been a bit of a palaver. So we just thought, well, fuck it, we'll go Bath. And
so we went back to Bath, because Bath has that same like amazing pub setting. Like, we just love pubs, and the pubs in Dublin are stunning. Cardiff has got pretty poor pubs. Like, they're just not that great. They're not Christmassy. They're not really exciting. You know, they're all fucking chains.
They're too modern, I think, in Cardiff. That's the problem. You get the occasional one, there's like a nice old manny one. But you're right. In Dublin, you got like literally the old buildings. Yeah. Same as Bath. It's like all.
And I love that. Like, as a nerd on the history pod, I love touching like a beam and thinking that beam was put there by someone 400 years ago. And like, I think that's a real, I'm touching history, and I feel like it's a hand to the past. And I really do love that shit. But so we're doing Bath.
You go to Gareth Bale's 11's bar and you're like, this is like, it was put in like maybe 5 years ago.
But when we went last time, we went in like 2021, I think. It was like during a fire break, and it was like Christmassy time when COVID was still like fucking around. And we went there and everyone got COVID and ruined their partner's Christmases. Like everyone.
Yeah. So, I don't know how I managed to get away. There was like maybe one or two absolute fucking immunity primed boys who didn't get it. Yeah. I shared a room with someone who was like patient zero.
Yeah.
And like, he was the first one to go, "Oh, I've got COVID. I've just fucking ruined Christmas."
Well, that's the thing.
And then I was like, "Oh, here we go. I'm going to fucking get in that now." Didn't get it.
The year before, no one could go with their family because it was the first lockdown. So, remember, you could only see like one family or something. It was really strict. And then the second year, it got like, all right, people, we're making up for this. So people were going to go from here to like Yorkshire to see their family, here to like all over the shop to go see Poland. One of our friends are going to Poland.
as long as you've been careful.
And we went there, went into this like proper rowdy Irish bar, like hugging everyone, going, let me buy you a pint. Go on, get me in. I'll get you one.
I tell you what, just drink from my pint glass. Don't worry about
just drink from my mouth. Pour it in my mouth and slip it out like a pigeon.
Like a bird.